comfortable at Montmajour, where each served himself according to his settled habits and tastes. Coffee over, pipes lit, the four sons gone off to the village, I would stay alone to talk with that excellent old lady, with her subtle mind and her memory full of tales which she told with simple eloquence. Weary of talking, she would sink back in her great armchair. The shades of another falling night would close her sunken eyelids, invading her old, deeply lined face. Then I would quietly go away to spend the rest of my evening in the kitchen. Sometimes my fancy would lead me roaming on little excursions around my windmill. It might be a shooting or a fishing trip to the Camargue, that pampas-like corner of Provence where the oxen and the wild horses are allowed to roam unfettered and free. Another day I would go and join my friends, the Provençal poets, the Félibres. We used to go to the Céliscan, and, lying in the grass between the grey stone tombs, listen to some fine play by Théodore Obernel, ironically accompanied by the banging hammers of the railway workshops from behind a curtain of lustreless trees. After the reading, we would stroll along the Lys to watch the proud, coquettish girls of Arles pass by under their little white caps, for the love of one of whom poor Jan killed himself. We would have supper at Corneille's Inn, and all the